Preston and Steve Fun Size Podcast.
Okay, I have two. Count them. Two food product and genital stories.
Amazing. What a glorious Thursday this is.
Right. Now, the other day on, there was a, you know, listen, there's an internet challenge every other day.
Yeah.
The one that we talked about, I think it was yesterday. It was yesterday or the day before. It was the cereal challenge.
Yeah, which is
on TikTok.
Stupid.
Yeah, you put cereal and milk.
We did it, though.
And somebody said, I think we were going to do it. I was just going to talk about it in case he's like, well, we have cereal and milk. Let's do it. And you lay on your back, you open your mouth, somebody fills up your mouth with cereal and milk, and then they eat out of it with a spoon. This one a little bit different, and this is on TikTok. So apparently people are dipping their balls into soy sauce.
Why? Well, wait till you hear the reasoning why the stupid misunderstood reasoning why.
Well, and we may have to try this.
Yeah.
Because apparently, according to the myth, you can taste it.
A direct source to.
There are taste receptors in your testicles.
There literally are taste receptors. Mm-hmm. The question is, do they operate the way the taste receptors do in your mouth?
Right.
And
I don't know. I haven't
seen
it.
They say no.
I haven't seen the challenges.
Because Lord knows, imagine if you always had the taste of Famunda cheese in your mouth.
That's your natural taste. Like your mouth doesn't taste like your tongue. You know, I mean, it doesn't. You know,
why? How do you know?
No, but I've stuck my mouth in other people's tongues, and I'm like, well, that tastes different.
Do their tongues taste like their balls?
I've never
see.
Well, wow. But listen. So
I may have been teabagging somebody and not even know.
Circuitously teabagging is the worst.
Yeah.
I would believe this. It's like fairly sensitive down there. It's So I used to have to put this, or I tried this lotion that I would have to put on the
Wait
inside.
Wait a second. Can you dim the lights
shut
in here?
Up, on the inside of my wrists. And after just a few minutes of putting on, I could taste it in my mouth.
Seriously? Off of your wrists?
Yes.
It
bothered me so much, they ended up I had to stop doing it. I'm like, this is disgusting.
We talked about IVs the other day. And I have had the case where there was a noticeable taste in my mouth.
Had when they put dyes in your body for certain scans that you can you have a discernible taste in your mouth, sometimes a metallic taste or something else.
Yeah, but it's like it's absolutely going directly into your bloodstream or directly into your body. And it was the same thing with that lotion. Like, and they told me to specifically put it either on my wrist or behind my knees for whatever reason. I guess it's being absorbed quickly there.
I find, though, if you've been to like a wine and cheese pairing, after the fourth cheese, my balls can't tell the difference.
Not at all.
Yeah.
You get desensitized.
Yeah, desensitized. Yeah,
I'm curious if anybody, now I wasn't expecting this as a spinoff conversation to this, but if anybody has had anything placed on their body somewhere and been able to taste it in your mouth, I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
So give us a call, 215-263-WMMR, the number. So soy sauce. I don't know why they chose soy sauce, but apparently this is maybe because it's so
salty.
Salty.
Yeah.
Recently, a study from 2013 has resurfaced about this, and that's why people are all of a sudden dipping their nuts in
in soy sauce.
Yeah. Soy sauce.
What's the nudity policy for TikTok?
Is there- So I am on it, and I was just telling Preston earlier that I feel emotionally distraught and filthy many times when I go on TikTok because to me it's I don't know what it is about it. And then there's wonderful things like I say. Oh, look! Watch what they do with this ship, and they back it in. But whatever the hell. And then you see these weird things that pop up, and a lot of stuff like this, like dipping your balls in soy sauce. But Casey, I've never seen nudity like you see on Twitter. Yeah. Never.
Hang on a second. Here, somebody says, "Listen, if your skin is so many texts are coming in, I'm losing it." Hang on.
We hit a nerve with the soy sauce on the balls conversation.
This says, hey, good morning, President Steve Show. Your skin is a permeable surface. If you tape a clove of garlic to the back of your hand and wait 15 minutes, you'll start to taste garlic.
Yeah, I've had that happen.
Now,
I think it has less to do with where these receptors are than it's simply the material absorbing through your skin and into your blood.
May I ask this question then? Is it simply that your olfactory senses are kicking in?
No.
You're smelling the garlic.
Not with the garlic. The garlic was so strong. It's like like strong foods like soy sauce or onion or garlic, you can taste.
By the way, somebody is asking us to combine the cereal challenge and the
soy sauce.
Soy sauce. We fill someone's mouth with soy sauce.
I'll try to eat.
Dip your bowl.
Yeah. Nick's you dip your balls out of Casey's mouth.
Okay. In, yeah. Into the soy sauce. That way.
My balls.
And then we get two in one shot.
Absolutely. And we also have a lucrative adult film career.
Okay. So this is according to Bedrich Monsignor, a researcher involved in the study.
Party.
Said the function. Oh, by the way, your nuts do have taste receptors. In fact, taste receptors have been found elsewhere in the body, including your stomach, lungs, brain, and your anus.
So what's better, your anus or your nuts for tasting food?
So I don't know which is better. The researcher said the function of taste receptors and signaling proteins outside the taste system is still unclear. In some areas, they seem to be part of the chemical sensing of sugars or amino acids.
Uh-huh.
For the most part, though, full function of these extra orally located taste receptors is unknown. Marissa just brought in soy sauce. She has these two ramekins. Where did you get them? They're manja downstairs.
There's a whole testicle section down there,
I
Preston.
I never go to that part of the restaurant.
Grab a quick testicle bite.
I got the big cups. Is that big enough for your balls?
No.
What?
One ball?
Let me see.
We're gonna need, it's these.
You can't fit your balls in there?
Well,
Do
you need to dip both your balls in the sauce?
I've been told I'm well endowed.
Oh, all right.
But I'm not doing this. I'm not the one doing this. I got to run the show here.
We thought you might do it, Kevin.
But what we might want to do, hang on. What we might want to do is take a coffee cup and like cut part of it off and make it a tad bit wider.
It's the best part of waking up. It's balls, balls in your coffee cup.
Nuts in your cup. The best part of waking up is
some dude's balls in your coffee cup.
There you go. So the study found that taste receptors, including taste proteins for sweet and umami flavors. Remind me again what umami flavors are. Does anybody remember?
I do not know.
Is it?
It's a type of sushi, isn't it?
Savory or something.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Oh, no, that's unagi.
Yeah, no. Look up umami.
No,
please.
That's
umami.
The guy who trained the Karate Kid.
That's Miyagi.
U-M-A-M-I. Umami. Are present
savory
in,
taste.
Yeah. In the it is savory. Yeah. Okay. In the testicles of mice. God, how do they even find those things?
Umami.
And have a role in their fertility. Without these receptors, when they were taken out of the mice, the rodents became infertile.
Oh.
Their sperm struggled to swim, and their testicles became malformed.
Malformed mouse testicles. That's got to be something to see.
Now, the question is, why are people now teabagging condiments? It appears to have come from one user of TikTok, Reagan, by the way.
That's right.
Yes, demanded.
And now A1 sauce on my anus. I'm looking forward to this. I'm a steak lover.
Reagan demanded some answers and said, did you know that when a man puts his testicles in soy sauce, he can taste it? He can taste it, she said. And
now I'm going to love Thousand Island all over my sphincter.
How long do you need to...
I don't know.
About a day and a half. Just a few minutes.
They got to marinate.
Yeah.
That's big enough.
So, Casey.
Kathy, this is big enough.
Yeah. Okay, that
but
makes
it's got
sense.
A serrated edge on it.
Yes. That's all right. So it'll, you can cut your balls.
Don't cut yourself.
It'll tickle.
No, Preston, if you can open up a vein or two, it'll help with bringing the absorption in.
Yeah. I'm not doing this. I thought maybe Casey or Nick would volunteer
away.
I'm not
doing it.
We have a custom-sized cup for you.
My freaking kids are not even in school yet. I can't do this.
I don't do soy sauce until after 8.
Yeah. I will not do something like this prior to
Do we have any takers?
Marissa's already with her camera and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can't do it in here. You have to do it in
You have to go in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
Yeah.
What about Nick Murphy?
Oh, yeah. He'll jump right up. He'll be the first one to want to do
that.
Yeah,
I'd love to see you.
Please.
What about Connor?
Connor's kind of going,
I don't
have children.
Thinking maybe.
Hold on. Marissa has the microphone.
I mean, I already planned this out. We'll cover you guys up, and we'll just shoot you from, your chest up.
I'm not
telling
it.
So I just want to see your face reaction.
How do you cover us up?
Well, we'll go get that blind in the closet over there. We'll make
it work.
We have
a blind?
We have a folding thing where you could stand up and dip your ball. It was perfect.
Screen.
We purchased it for dipping our balls in various condiments.
It says here, I wish I was kidding. This is Reagan speaking. I wish I was kidding.
I wish I was kidding.
But I am not.
I am not.
If you have testicles, please dip your balls in something. It's for science and I must know. And men obliged. Now, whether they could taste it or not, I'm not really sure.
How long would you, they don't give a duration. I'm assuming at least a few minutes, right?
You can't just all of a sudden drop it in there and go.
Well, let's keep it at the ready.
Okay.
And maybe if...
See if anybody takes it.
If we think about it.
Let me get some other calls.
Would it burn?
No.
No, it's just salty.
Yeah. I personally, I would go with teriyaki sauce. I think teriyaki sauce tastes better than soy sauce. And it has a nice strong flavor, too. Not, I'm talking about in my mouth.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know if you haven't even tried it?
Right. Oh, maybe I will do it. I don't know. Let me go to Gene. Hi, Gene. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing, man. How you doing today?
Good. Well. So, what did you put some food on your skin and you tasted it? What's the story?
Nah, I do home remodeling. And when you do electrical work, when you get hit with a large amount of electricity,
yeah,
you taste it.
You can taste it?
What do you taste? Well, describe the taste of electricity.
Honestly, have you ever broken just a regular old light bulb with the powder in it?
Yes, sure.
And if it's close to your face, you get that taste in your mouth.
Like almost like a metallic taste.
Yes, definitely metallic.
Okay, so that's what happens when you get hit with a pretty nasty shock.
Yes.
And so you're like going, and you can taste it.
Yes, you can.
Wow, okay, interesting.
Didn't know that.
I believe that.
Thanks, man. I do believe that. Yeah.
We should try shocking someone's balls and see what...
Who wants to get shocked?
No.
You guys will do that, right?
Oh, my God, I hate it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
That shock game, remember that?
Oh, I hate it. It's a nightmare, it's that awful. Effing thing.
Hang on. Matt works for, it says, pharmaceutical. Hey.
What's up, man?
Hey, how Matt. What's up, buddy?
Hey, so I was in the Army for a long time. You guys were talking about putting things on the wrist. Transdermal gels like morphine go on the wrist because it absorbs quickly through the area. Yeah. And there's a large nerve sensor there.
I know they do nitroglycerin patches and things like that that are done transdermally.
Well, let's try this on our wrists.
Well, essential oils, if you get peppermint oil, make sure it's pure. It has to be a very high-quality essential oil. If you put it on your big toe... Honest to God, I've tried it. You can taste it a couple seconds later.
A couple of seconds? It makes it from your toe to your mouth?
Yeah. Just don't... I mean, you can't have the bottle right next to your nose because you're going to smell it.
Right.
Smell it!
I think you taste it. But you have somebody put it on Preston's toe, and I guarantee you're going to be able to taste it a little bit in your mouth.
Do you want to try it, Preston? I was a foot model. I can't...
No, you ruined that career. How about the wrist? Would you think it would happen with the wrist?
Possibly. It all depends on how tough your skin is.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. No, I could do my toe. What, in soy sauce?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do it?
I'll dip my toe in soy sauce. That's easily done. It's just the logistics of dipping your nuts.
Don't your balls hang down around your toes anyway?
In your workplace, it's kind of hard to do.
I know.
I mean, we now have, there are other radio stations at work here now that weren't before. Like, I don't know if, the gang down at XTU would get upset if they found out I had my nuts out in a bowl of soy sauce.
No. Honestly, we love them, but F them.
Just make sure you share it with Trey when he comes back down the hall. Yeah.
I mean, if we have to, yeah.
I mean, that's not as offensive as country music.
So. Kathy, that'd be the best way to get back at Andy. Here.
Here's some soy sauce, Andy.
Yeah, Andy.
All right, I'm taking this.
Might actually kill me if that happens.
I'm gonna do my toe in soy sauce.
Oh, my God.
Right. I got to set it on the floor here.
All right.
I've got it in a ramekin, and then I put that little... I put the nut receptacle under the ramekin. So.
Okay.
Now, I can smell it, though. That's the only thing.
It's going to mess with it.
Yeah.
Let me get the lid
away. Get that out of here.
Now, I don't want to accidentally knock this over.
In the ramekin?
Oh, ooh, it's not. It's chili.
Ooh.
No, it's soy sauce.
Hey! All right!
Do not make me laugh because I could kick this across the room and it will stain all over the place.
He's the funniest condiment comic in the country.
Ketchup, am I right?
Yeah. Wow, that's a salty comment.
You guys are falling behind. Catch up.
I don't mean to pepper you with jokes.
I got to go to the bathroom. I must turd.
I went to the priest to confess my cinnamon.
Wait, did you just say I just made that one up?
I did. Comes from the heart, man.
All right, I've been... All right, I've been soaking in it for a few seconds now. I don't taste anything yet. I can smell it. And even though I have my
nasal thing
is going on, I can...
Are you sure you can smell it?
Well, maybe I'm tasting it and I don't realize it.
Because you can't... I mean, honestly.
Casey.
You got a stuffy nose. How can you smell anything?
Take a quick little taste of Preston's balls and see. Okay. See if it's made it all the way up.
I got nothing so far.
Nothing. No. And you have a very cultivated palate.
Oh, by the way, you're getting a shot of my foot. My foot is way out of modeling shape, dude. I've lost it.
No,
yes,
stop it.
It's
not... No.
No.
Oh, I
baby.
Got soy sauce on the freaking carpet.
Baby, you still got it.
Now they'll have to replace it.
Strike a pose.
Yeah, don't judge me by how I've let my feet go over the years. I don't taste anything.
Well, just give it a second.
We've been giving minutes here.
Do we do the balls?
I'll keep soaking while we talk to Benjamin, who is a professor and teaches organic chemistry.
Hey, guys. You guys are killing me.
With everything we're getting wrong, Benjamin?
So let's go over a couple of things. First off, the taste receptors, per se, they're just biological molecules, large proteins that occur all over the place beyond your mouth.
All right.
TRPV1, for instance, is an ion channel, right? It occurs in your mouth and your tongue, and it gates basically ions going in and out of a cell. And it's also a receptor that's all over the body that is involved in pain. So, yeah, it may be useful in the mouth for one particular purpose, but that doesn't mean it's the only purpose it has. Dopamine receptors, for example, are known to be important in feeling happy and pleasure and what have you,
right,
or drug addiction, but they're also important in cancer cells and all sorts of other places. So, yeah, the receptors may be present in your testicles. Maybe the TRPV1 is present in your toes because of pain sensation. That doesn't mean it's going to cause taste.
So, Benjamin, you're saying that this is false, that you can't taste various condiments with your nutsack.
I think that's a pretty good assessment.
I mean, why should we trust you? You're a chemistry guy. You're not a biology guy.
He's closer to science than we are.
Right. My role, actually, is I develop new therapeutics for various diseases. So I'm an expert in biochemistry and animal models and chemistry and all sorts of other things. But the guy who was talking about being able to taste an electrical impulse when he gets shocked, that makes sense because most of the taste receptors are ion channels. They involve electrical currents moving back and forth.
Okay, so he has something, yeah. All right.
I appreciate the scientific approach here, Benjamin. Thank you.
Because Steven Starr is opening up a new restaurant called Sack.
All right.
By the way,
find out what he wanted to say.
You have beautiful feet.
If he calls back. All right, I'm taking my toe out. Yeah, it's been long enough.
Well, we just had a chemistry guy say.
I can kind of taste.
No, you can't.
But I think it's psychosomatic. I think that the smell and everything wants me to taste it. All right, I'll dip my balls in it.
Are you?
Oh, all right. Are you really?
Yeah, bring the screen in here.
All right. Wow.
For science.
Doing this was like a little foreplay for him. He was like,
"Well, now I feel, yes. Now I don't feel so vulnerable.
Don't be afraid. I'm just gonna take the soy sauce and guide your balls too.
Can we do
it's
this?
It's gonna be okay. Of course it is.
You think Bill's gonna be all right with this segment?
No, just as long as it's not super pony.
Do you want to put it here and then? Can you straddle this little...
Why don't you
here's
take
the deal. No, no, no.
We'll take it down to XTU.
I'll hold it. Stop it. I'll hold it. Okay. I don't even think I could straddle it.
Wait for a good Garth Brooks song and then drape your balls over the console.
This could work. Stop it.
I dip my balls in low places.
I can do this, right? I shaved myself one time on the air a long time ago at Y100. I did it live on the air. Actually, we had a shower in our offices.
Dude, we all did. Remember we had front row tickets to give away for Genesis?
Yeah, we didn't do that live on the air. I mean, we had a microphone and everything set up, and I was...
Yeah, you did it.
I was giving play-by-play as I was shaving myself.
I can't see... I think the chemist was right, though, that there is a difference... Oh, you're the shock game? No.
Oh, I hate that game.
Marissa brought in the shock game, which everyone hates. All right. So Preston is getting set up. We have this this folding screen. Marissa, I'm going to want to use that in the office when you're done, too. I have my little Bustier collection back there. I'm going to try on later on. All right. Preston's getting the screen set up for privacy.
I require a screen for privacy. I'm accustomed to dipping my balls in soy sauce.
All right, we're getting...
You can see
no, 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 cannot see at all. No.
Just your balls.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing it.
Wait! You can't see it.
Shut
up.
We can.
He can.
Who?
Casey.
No, he can.
He has seen your balls before.
You remember, I've seen it a couple times. There was one time on the golf course.
One time at that hotel. One time in the back of a van.
bathroom but, here at work.
So I tee off, right? And and I turn around after I got them teeing off, and he's standing behind me peeing. But he's acting like he's at the moment of ecstasy. So he's like, oh.
It was pretty funny.
It was really funny.
That's good. That's a good one.
Really confused. Hang on.
I love that. I never heard that story.
Yeah, I really confused him because he's like.
So you're peeing, but you're
I was going, oh, oh God.
That's a good one. That would be great for just family get-togethers.
Yeah, we were playing the sand dunes, right?
Oh, okay. That was funny, man.
All right. Casey, come to this.
All right. Casey's pretending he's a hieroglyphic.
Can any of the construction workers see?
Nah. He's going to drop them all the way.
All right.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm going to do.
All right. Yeah. He's going to get on his hands.
All right. I got him out.
All right.
All right. You got him out. Where's the guy?
Hang on.
It's Lloyd and Louie. Oh,
hang on a second. I got my laminate is getting in the way.
Oh, is it Dr. Kenneth Noisewater? Or what are your testes?
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Kenneth Noisewater. All right. I'm in.
You're okay. Where's he?
Is it cold?
They're chilling.
Yeah. They probably moved up a little bit, didn't they?
No, they haven't moved.
Okay.
All right.
Do you have napkins back there to wipe off?
No. Casey's just going to...
Yeah. Just ask the guy that's on the scaffolding that's watching right now.
Start a timer.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I got you.
Kathy's got a sundial.
I've been in for at least 15 seconds now.
I think 30 seconds should call it, Preston. If you're not... You're at least... That's enough. We heard in just seconds you're going to taste it.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm.
I think, Preston, I think that smelling it figures prominently into the belief that you're tasting it.
Okay, it's a little salty in my mouth right now.
Really?
Yeah. But I think it's just part of the smell.
You know, Casey just blew a fart to the screen.
No, I have to. I've got about 30. Okay.
Kathy,
I
can see your face through the crack. I'm looking at you.
That's weird. I can see your balls.
It's okay. It's okay, baby.
I can actually see you. This is really weird. Hi. Can you see my eyes?
How does it make you feel?
It's,
Well.
Yeah.
Not turned on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm focused on my nuts.
Kathy has the weird situation where peeping Toms reach in and pull down the shade.
All right, I'm done.
It's been 1 minute.
All right. Give me some napkins.
Anything? Oh.
Napkins. I got my hand.
Wait, I don't have any napkins.
We didn't.
Oh, look, right here. Over here.
There you go. Marissa's thought of it. On the other side. Right, there you go. His other hand is busy. So Preston was behind the screen and did the dipping. Did you double dip?
No, I just kept
just one nut?
Yeah. Oh, that means you guys can dip both too.
Nuts, Preston?
Here, Case, give this to Kathy.
You're going to want to put that in. What do you call it, Preston? A dream box or a
shadow box?
So do you taste soy sauce in your mouth?
Not at all.
Okay. I figured as much. I think the chemist who called in was right.
Yeah, it doesn't there are work.
Certain the receptors all serve certain purposes, but... Why would your testicle receptors be activated for taste?
Now, what we should test is to see how long the soy sauce taste stays on his nuts.
Right.
So, Kathy, a little bit later on.
No.
You won't have to lick. We'll take a little scrape.
There we go. Okay.
All right.
So, Bill didn't come running in here, so he must be okay with this.
I told you, as long as it's not a horse or soup, he's cool.
Yeah.
Now. Well,
that one has been dispelled. We've dispelled it.
Yeah.
Has anything? Well, a couple of things we've wanted to try worked in the studio, but often we find out it's just a bunch of hooey.
Well, hey, listen. Science is all about proving things wrong.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
It's eliminating things that are incorrect
and always retesting to make sure your data is correct.
Mm-hmm.
It might be time at some point for another science day involving everything you can do with your balls.
You know what still bothers me is the fainting goats that didn't faint when we brought them in.
I know.
By the way, apparently when there are classes that use fainting that use yoga goats,
yeah,
and the fainting ones faint all the time.
Really?
Yeah, for the smallest sound. I felt bad for them too. We're like basically yelling at goats to faint, and they're just looking at us.
You're opening an umbrella in their direction.
By the way, somebody pointed out a glaring clip that should be played right now, and it has to do with the word "yummy."
You're right.
So
we'll do it. Go
ahead. Which would be now more so than ever.
Ball sacks are yummy.
That they've been marinated.
Are they yummy though? Would you say yummy?
Ball sacks are yummy.
I mean, I do like soy sauce, and it's a wonderful additive.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Yo,
delicious. Ball sacks are yummy.
Because I like soy sauce too.
Ball sacks are yummy.
Yes.
I recommend
ball sacks are yummy.
Anybody out there, don't buy the store brand. You know?
Don't waste it.
No, no, don't buy it. It's not as good. Like, get, like, an actual, like, brand of soy sauce because I always feel like when I get Chinese food that they don't give me enough soy sauce.
What's your favorite soy sauce?
I don't even know.
Is it Kikkoman?
Maybe. I always use Le Choy, and it's kind of the... But Kikkoman is probably better. Yeah, that's what you get that at a lot of restaurants. They give that to you in the little container.
Right, and then there's...
The little packet.
There's no difference at all between low sodium and regular.
Yeah.
Taste-wise?
Really?
Yeah,
I can't tell the difference.
Right. We actually use amino acids now. I think it's amino acids.
Yeah.
What, do you pour it out of a beaker?
No. That's the name of it. Braggs.
Wow, that's tasty. Yeah.
No, it tastes just like soy sauce.
It's just like soy
sauce. It's just amino acids.
And it's better for you.
There's no salt in it. Very low sodium.
I think it's... Well, my wife would have to text me and let me know what it is we use. By the way, she did text me and tell me that my daughter's horrified. horrified right now.
Daddy loves you.
Bragg's liquid aminos, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's
what we use that too.
We use that as a in place of.
Oh, you know what they should call it?
What?
The three aminos.
Yeah.
But it says liquid aminos. Yeah, that's what we use.
Are there three aminos in there?
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
If there aren't, you're lying.
Hang on a second. We have a sheriff on the line.
Uh-oh, Preston. Uh-oh.
Jeffrey, who's a sheriff. Hi, Jeffrey. Good morning. Jeffrey? Hey.
Hello?
Yeah, yes. You're on the air.
Oh, is this Preston?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm not a sheriff. I'm a chef.
A chef? Yes.
It says sheriff. Yeah, it says sheriff on the call screener. Oh, and we're like, what the hell? You're a chef.
He goes, oh, man.
This whole segment was worth it.
It says here you're an Indian chef.
The kid blew the whole thing.
Okay. You're a chef, so what do you have to say there?
I was going to comment on the garlic and oregano thingamajigger.
Okay, go ahead.
And when I come home from work, I always smell like onions and garlic. Because when you touch them with your hand all the time, and I wash my hands all the time, when you touch them with your hand,
yes,
you smell like onions and garlic.
But that stands to reason,
yes,
doesn't
you
it?
You smell like it, yes. Yeah. But do you taste it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeffrey.
Preston, let me tell you something.
If you
hold chocolate in your hand...
Your hand's gonna taste like chocolate. Well, all right. Maybe.
Listen,
all right.
I hope that whatever town you're the sheriff of.
Yeah, all of a sudden I became the sheriff. Definitely not.
I'll be there in a second. I know you heard gunfire, but I'll be there in a minute.
What were you gonna say, Jeff?
By the way, I'm friendly with Jackie.
Oh, Jackie Bam Bam. Sure. Oh,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Where are you from? Where do you get this accent from, Jeffrey?
Well, I spent time in Florida. I spent time in California. I've been around.
All right, you have a laid back style.
Yeah. When you get home from work, do you put your gun in the gun safe, or you just leave it right there on the nightstand?
No, I'm a convicted felon.
Oh, you can't have a gun.
And they let you be a sheriff?
And you're a sheriff?
Wow. What a country.
This just keeps getting better.
Yep. All right, Jeffrey. It's nice talking to you, man.
Hey, man. President Steve, you guys rocking. Yeah, well, all right.
All right.
Thank you, man. We appreciate it, Jeff.
Thanks, man.
Yes, thank you.
Took a turn.
Oh, wow. Gosh. All right. That's awesome.
I like him.
Sheriff. Yeah. Of course I'm not a sheriff. I'm a convicted felon.
Somebody says we should offer money to somebody to drink that soy sauce.
No.
Oh, I already threw it away.
Oh, you did.
I'm sorry.
I didn't think about it, so
me
don't
neither.
Worry about it. But, here's a tweet that says, the sound of me saying la, 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 la is so loud so my 8-year-old can't hear the balls soaked in soy sauce discussion. Preston and Steve, the best part of waking up. Thank you, Michael.
Well, this is a big thing on TikTok.
Yeah.
So when you see your youngsters on TikTok... Yeah. Know that this is what they're looking at.
Yeah. We should take a break, right?
Easy
money. I didn't even get to the other food and genital story.
Well, time. Can we hold that for a
we'll save it for
come back to
another time.
Get a whole lot more Preston and Steve at PrestonandSteve.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.